There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Fired up today for the next 3 hours. Loaded program as always. On the docket, we have Tom Crean. Coming up in an hour and 15 minutes, former coach Indiana and Georgia. And his team beat Memphis this year in the regular season. And that team gave Gonzaga a ride for their money over the weekend. And now they get Arkansas tonight. We'll ask him about that game, obviously, and the others in the Sweet 16. Ross Tucker on the NFL and Mike Palm Thursdays with the Maestro. He comes in studio for a full hour, VP of Circa Sports. You know, we've been joking around here for the last couple of days on the air that the NFL has turned into the NBA this offseason. It is the most chaotic offseason in NFL history. I'm curious if this is going to be the new norm in this sport, and I'm undecided yet if I like it. I'm guessing I'm going to. It's because I like Armageddon, and I like chaos, and that's what we're getting right now. And I would suspect, you know, why would something else not happen today? Who knows? Somebody else could get moved, a Pro Bowler, when we're off the air at some point. But yesterday, again, the gigantic news. And how about the way that happened? They kept it under wraps? Because you're not going to go from, the Chiefs are thinking about trading Tyreek Hill to, well, he's going to decide where he wants to go, to a full-blown trade in 20 minutes like it happened yesterday.
Yeah. It's no debate. It's the greatest of all time with the offseason.
Oh, there's no question.
Nine guys have been traded with a combined 39 Pro Bowls?
Never happened before.
Yeah, right. What's happened here? And again, with the AFC West, and now this big move, this also what it does for the AFC West. I know the several tweets are accurate about, oh my God, Kansas City didn't want to pay this guy. Lombardi's right. I mean, he keeps DCs up at night. You have to game plan for him.
Oh, he's a game changer.
Sure, sure. But Casey didn't want to pay him. Let's start there. Why not? What happened? How can he not pay this guy?
Well, this is what happens when you have a quarterback who is no longer under his rookie deal.
Yeah.
And then they get paid like $50 million a year. And we've seen it now with two guys.
Yep.
Right? With Mahomes and Rodgers, two of the very best. And they had to say bye-bye, or didn't have to, but they elected to say bye-bye to Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams in the same offseason. Within a week?
Uh-huh.
By the way, you think the Packers are killing themselves today?
Sure.
They got two picks, and the Chiefs got five?
Yep.
Tyreek Hill? They got five picks.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's consider, I love Tyreek Hill. Let's consider for a second what the Dolphins had to give up. Five picks overall. They gave the guy 4 years, $120 million. He's also 28 years old.
It's 70 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is a huge hole.
Well, hold on. They could also do that, though. They have two number ones next year.
Right. And
they have a treasure chest.
And you know what that means, right? We need to prove it now. We need to see it, buddy.
Oh, Tua's on
from
the clock.
Tua, you are on the clock.
Yes, he is.
They have set you up now beautifully in South Beach. Uh-huh. They have catered this entire team around you. They went out and got a very good and creative offensive-minded head coach. Look at all the personnel they've now brought in. Hell, you have not only, I mean, let's face it, Jalen Waddle in another year would have been like the rookie of the year. He was so good. So you team him up with Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki at tight end. They added great depth to the offensive line and really star players on that side of the ball. And then two nice running backs at Edmonds and Mostert. You can't fail, because if you do, they're either taking a quarterback with one of those two first-round picks, or they're going to package two first-round picks next year for a proven guy to bring him in.
I'll give him six games this year. Six. That's it. Then I go to Teddy.
If he can't get it done.
No more Charlie checkdown. Come on. You have all these weapons now. Armstead now, they also got him. So they brought in a ton of weapons. You got to get it done and take some shots down the field. Most money now, top nine quarterback. What he gets. My God. Every single day. Cooper Kupp's watching this. About what? How much money did he get?
Sure.
Come on.
Well, see, the thing is, like, your contract in the NFL, right, it has to be up at the right time. It has to be up at the right time. Because we've seen this now again, because Adams was the highest paid non-quarterback for 3 days. And then Tyreek Hill says, okay, well, guess what? How does this one taste?
Yeah, right. And they had to adjust the odds, too. Because this is, you have to do the if and the what if. If Tua figures it out, and now they have all these weapons that you have to adjust the Super Bowl odds. And that happened. And then apparently we had more shenanigans here. Just what happened a couple weeks ago in this town, where apparently someone popped Tua to win the MVP before the news was announced. 175. And now that's down to 75 and 60 to 1 to win the MVP.
I would say this. I would 100% bet Tua at 175 to 1 to win the MVP.
Why?
Oh, this could be Lamar Jackson all over again.
Okay, yeah. There were questions about him throwing the ball.
Of course.
I guess there still are, but
right,
that's right.
Right. But yeah, that's no longer available. So best that you can find is 75 or 80. I went back and forth last night. I did not bet it, and I probably won't.
Yep. And I know there was a lot of controversy out here a couple of weeks ago about what happened, and some bookmakers were complaining. And it was, I think the quote was taken out of context, but do some digging into who the individual that made that bet. But someone else here had the information.
Yeah.
But okay, there's going to be a big trade, and I'm going to take Tua to win MVP.
Yeah.
I would have been, yeah. The Jets haven't won a playoff. Excuse me. It would have been nice if the Jets would have grabbed them, but the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000. I cannot believe it. Second longest drought behind the Lions. That's embarrassing.
It's been 22 years.
Haven't won a playoff game.
Oh, my God.
They haven't had a top 10 offense since 1995. Where have you gone, Dan Marino?
Not even top 10.
Top 10 offense.
They cannot crack the
95.
Top
10. And that long playoff drought, too, of winning a game.
By the way, let's pop this up. Look at how many picks they gave up. First round this year. Second round this year. Fourth round this year. A fourth next year. And a sixth in 2023 as well. So the Chiefs, again, getting all that in return. I mean, can you replace Tyreek Hill? I mean, we've seen a lot of great wide receivers enter the draft now over the last couple of years. I mean, what he adds to a team in that dynamic, I mean, very few players are as fast as this guy is. And I can't wait to see what Patrick Mahomes is now going to look like without
him. Sure, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
that's another reason. I full disclosure, and I've said it, I have Chiefs fatigue. Plenty of it. You know, they are tough to take. Between the wife and that miserable puke, that brother, I can't. It's enough of the family.
I actually feel bad for Patrick Mahomes.
I know that's fair. They put him in a tough spot. I mean, again, with the social media and stuff, live your life, get up. But this is too much.
I would also say
what this does for the division and what this does for the league and the rest of the conference.
Yeah, because now the Chiefs, you had to dial it back on the Chiefs as well. So this affected everybody with the future odds. I'm looking at Bet Rivers. KC is now plus 155 to win the West. In an absolutely stacked and loaded division. Hi, Captain Obvious checking in here. Chargers are plus 240, Denver plus 260. The Raiders are the four shot on the board, and they were a playoff team last year. But you would think that this is going to impact the team a little bit. And here's the part that I'm tired of with the Chiefs. Everybody jumping the gun and calling him the best quarterback of all time, and that they're going to be a Super Bowl winning team every single year. Very difficult to do. I mean, they've been to two. He's won one.
Yep, that's why what the Patriots did was so impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard. Ask Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and oh, by the way,
yeah.
the fine folks watching this morning on NESN in the Boston area, just another reason why you must think that Tom Brady's a god, and I'm not right there with you, every single year taking that team-friendly contract.
Yes.
Look, compare what Brady did in his final, how many ever years it was with New England, to what Rodgers, and I'm like, look, get as much money as you possibly can. But Brady did it so he could win as many titles as possible, and these guys get $50 million, and they got to say bye-bye to Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill.
Marrying a supermodel who makes $60 million a year did was a good move as well. You mentioned this yesterday. Who's missing the playoffs now?
Oh, look at this.
This list. I mean, the whole AFC West might get in, but you run this down, and who's name the teams that are going to miss the playoffs. You know there'll be an injury, or someone can come out of nowhere and be a surprise. It always happens in the NFL.
So basically, yeah, here's the list, right? And consider this as well. If you're watching the show, six of those teams have to miss the playoffs. Six. So I'm writing off the Jets, the Texans, and the Jags, and that's it in the AFC. And the 13 teams, you're exactly right. It's the entire AFC West. It's the entire AFC North. I know people will scoff and say, the Steelers are not making the playoffs with Mitchell Trubisky. Okay, if you want to believe that, that's fine. Defense is very good. And maybe you're right on that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say the three teams in the AFC East have to be included. Everyone but the Jets.
Yeah, you can't write off Belichick. No way.
No chance. No way you can write him off.
They'll make moves.
And then two teams in the South. But six of those teams in the, and this is what I hinted at yesterday, you're going to be able to find some pretty nice plus money on a team to make the playoffs or a team to miss the playoffs next year in that conference because it's so loaded. Do they want to change the rules this year and go to eight playoff teams because it's so good?
Titans, one seed. Could miss. Colts, make the big move. Get Ryan. Should have made it last year. Could miss.
Yep.
I would say the Steelers on that list too, but you can't dismiss Belichick ever. Dolphins would be a major disappointment. Again, all the moves they made if they can't get in there. Tua would be the fall guy. Bengals go to the Super Bowl. Browns, what happens with Watson? Do the Ravens bounce back? Many think they will. And then the AFC West was an arms race.
Right.
And you made a move? Okay, watch this.
Right.
Oh, you made another move? Okay, I'll come over the top.
The Raiders were a 10-win team. Added Devontae Adams. Chandler Jones could miss the playoffs.
Yep.
By the way, like I'm not going to be surprised if two teams, because the AFC West could beat up on each other. And the winner of that division could be, let's say, 11-6, 10-7, possibly.
That's possible.
Okay, so then you might have, like, I'll throw it out there. You might, there's a chance where it's like the Raiders and the Broncos miss the playoffs, or gulp, the Chiefs and another team miss the playoffs from the AFC West. Possible, if things don't go their way. That's just.
Let's go. Fast forward to August.
Can we get to August already?
Let's get to the season. Oh, man.
What an offseason, man. So good.
You're right. They run the whole calendar. They control it. They do.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, draft's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Never an off day, really, the way it seems. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Quite a few upsets last night. And we'll get into that. Line moves. And if we had any bad beats with win some, lose some, that's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. What a night it was. Seven dogs outright in the NBA. Pistons plus 170. Routed the Hawks. Kings plus 190. One at Indiana. Knicks money. Never a sweat. Knicks 3-1. 121-106 in Charlotte. What's going on? The Warriors 4-1. A 19-0 run to start the second half in Miami. What was Spoelstra and Butler? They didn't emerge from the locker room for 35 minutes after the game. And if you can read his lips with the video, he says to Butler, what, you want to fight me? And then Haslam's yelling at him, I will beat your ass.
Haslam, you can actually hear him on the audio of that video. He tells that to Jimmy Butler straight up.
What?
Looks right at him. Did you see PJ Tucker's reaction?
No.
He's sitting right next to him. He's like,
is he?
Like he had no clue what was about
big
to happen.
Fight, yeah.
Yep.
And then there was a video earlier where Spoelstra goes after Butler and he throws the clipboard down and
he throws it right on the court.
Yes. He had to be restrained. What happened?
So
who said what?
I would say more respect today for Spoelstra than anybody else. He kept going at Jimmy Butler.
Yes. He said something. Spurs, 6.5 up to 9.5. Ice cream. Beat Portland 133-96. The tank is on in Portland. Vancouver, plus 240. Beat Colorado. Buffalo, plus 180. They beat Pittsburgh. And UNC Wilmington, plus 170. Won in overtime. I believe they won the CBI against Middle Tennessee. How'd they lose to Delaware in a title game of the CAA?
It's a good question.
It's a good team, and it's big wins here and winning this tournament.
I watched that whole game. They had a really bad night.
Yes. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends as well. You always want to see these videos. And this is great. The doc, can you throw the frisbee? Little help here, huh? He goes up to this. It's a statue. And he's giving the guy on the bench the statue, the frisbee. Little help here. Can you here? Can I give it to you? Will you throw it? I want to play fetch. Can you? This goes on for 30 seconds. I guess it's a poor guy. I guess it's not going to happen.
But am I really going blind or is that honest Abe?
I think you're right.
Okay, that's got to be
could
right.
Be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. And let's check in. I love that video. That's awesome. Let's check in with our boy Blue, huh? The French bulldog, born deaf. He eats like a human. Got the paws up. That's a little peanut butter sandwich today, Mitch. There you go. Bring it in. Yeah, that's good. Loud eater, too.
Looking good.
Dressed up.
Button-up like, shirt.
Look at him. Yeah, yeah, he can do it. Look at him. He holds it fine.
Gnawing at the toast.
We discovered him. He's got his own Instagram page, by the way.
Oh, he's a huge star.
Oh, yes, he is. But during the shutdown, he was eating a burrito. He held it in and didn't miss a beat. He was great. How about these jackpots at the Suncoast in the suburbs? Look at this. The same person. They held one ace and got it twice. And not for nothing. The guy's playing a big action there. $25 denomination, Dan?
Wow.
Is it 25 or 10? I can't see it. I think it's 10. 50 a... Yeah, 10. So it's 50 a push. He gets it twice. He held one. Incredible. Good for him.
And no kidding.
Yeah, lose some. Hornets from 6 up to 8.5. No good. Sixers, 7 up to 9.5. And good job by the Lakers hanging in without LeBron. No, yep. LeBron with that move. And Monk shot the ball well. Dwight Howard had a good game. But the Lakers lost. Sixers get the win. Rockets 14 down to 10, routed by Dallas. So that was the news with Luka. And Bruno Mars tickets. He's out here. Take a guess what tickets are going for, everybody. I had a host here at Circa say, well, I didn't pay, but a big player took me. $800, not even in the front row, for Bruno Mars tickets out here.
Okay.
What's going on?
There must have been like a recent surge on this because I actually looked for various reasons. It's my wife's birthday today and our anniversary on Sunday. So I was like, okay, I'll see Bruno Mars.
They
were actually like $250 not that long ago. But then I looked again. I was thinking about getting them, and they went to like $800. I'm like, $800 to go to a concert to watch Bruno Mars?
Yeah, who would you pay that for?
God.
I know the Rolling Stones are expensive, but it's the Rolling Stones. I mean, you're not even $800?
$800.
That should be a backstage pass.
Oh, yeah, right. You're dancing on stage.
Meet and greet. This gal, professional eater, set the world record yesterday. Chicken nuggets. You want to guess how many she ate in a minute for the record?
In a minute for the
one
record?
1 minute for the record.
I'm going to say 325.
What? No, 19. 1 minute. 19.
There's no way that's the world record.
That's what it said, yeah. In 1 minute. It's hard to do.
19 small chicken McNuggets.
I don't know. I think they were from McDonald's. I don't know how big.
19?
It's a minute, Mitch.
It
is? That's the record.
We got to have Joey Jaws on again sometime
soon.
All right,
we'll get him on.
He can eat 19 at a time, probably.
All right,
you know those little weenies?
Well, I don't know. I think they were McDonald's, though. Those are got some size.
Okay, I'm not a professional eater. Those little weenies that you get, the barbecue sauce, whatever. I had 25 of those one time in less than a minute.
Okay, you're surprised.
I'm stunned.
All right, you are stunned. Lose some, Leafs, Devils, everything lost. Goal in the first 10, no. First period under. And no, in the third period, stayed under, too. Big win for the Leafs. Lose some. How about look at the cat here. Look at the kitten coming in. Put your face right in there at the Starbucks with the cream. And then once you takes the head off.
This is so good.
Yeah, peekaboo. Here we go.
How you doing, buddy?
I can't see. Hey, what happened? I can't see the cat.
And he wants more.
Yeah, right. Goes back in.
Give it back to me.
Can't even see the face. Like, what happened? I'm blind. Pat Forty had this tweet. College baseball, Notre Dame and Northwestern. Game was postponed. Couldn't find a bus driver. How's that possible? You got to reschedule.
Well, and as he pointed out, it's $16 on Amtrak.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can we make this happen?
Yeah, sure. Unbelievable, right? Phenomenal. That is awesome. Win some, lose some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Great job, guys.
Okay, so what do you think of last night's action in the NBA with the Nets going down? I watched that whole game. That was really, really good. And the Grizzlies, they are freight train in the first quarter, in the first half. They did it again last night. They couldn't miss. No Ja Morant. And after the game, he tweeted out, y'all just witnessed the coach of the year, defensive player of the year, and the most improved player tonight. I saw him minus 3,500 to win most improved player. He's telling people, I do not want the award.
Who's most improved then? Who's he talking about?
Bane.
That's what I thought. Okay, Batman. All right.
I'm telling you, like, Bane, Maxey did it again last night. DeJounte Murray.
The Nets do struggle defensively.
Oh, yes, they do, big time.
I mean, that was great. They're 15-2 without him now?
Yeah, did you see Melton last night?
Wow.
He couldn't miss.
Yes.
And I don't know what has to happen. I don't know if there's like a sudden conspiracy theory going on. Our guy, Jaren Jackson, 4 more blocks again last night.
I don't get this.
He leads the league in blocks per game and total blocks on the season. And thank you, Hubie Brown, who has been a dynamite NBA analyst for years. He's always progressed, by the way, right? He's always evolved, I should say. Kept up with the game. He's been around forever. Very good coach. Excellent analyst. He said on the broadcast, when he said Jaren Jackson has played in 72 out of the 73 team games this year, and that means a ton overall.
It should.
Because he's coming off of a huge injury as well. And Bam Adebayo has missed 25 games. Gobert's missed a bunch of games. Mm-hmm. What has to happen for Jaren? I'm looking at Jaren Jackson again today between 16 and 22-1 to win Defensive Player of the Year. That's absurd.
He's behind Bridges, too. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. Doesn't make any sense. To me, it's absurd when you look at the betting odds.
Yeah.
And the lack of respect this guy's getting.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Bam Adebayo is the favorite.
Good game. Good call on Kyrie.
Oh.
But he had 22 in the second quarter.
Oh, he was on fire last night.
You go over his point prop.
One more note on that. Our buddy Jonathan Von Tobel from right here on VSiN, he went back and looked over the years. The most games missed that he could find on anybody to win Defensive Player of the Year, 18 by Kawhi Leonard.
Good digging.
And I believe that year, the talking point was he's missed 18 games. Can we give him the award? And now Bam has missed 25? What are we doing here, folks?
Yep. They lost the game, but it was a big night for the Nets and Kyrie with the announcement and the mandate going to be rolled back today, what they're going to do. The announcements at Citi Field, the press conference? Okay.
That turned on a dime, huh?
Oh, yeah. In 24 hours. But it's, yeah, well, the power of the Yankees, right?
That's what it is.
That's the power. Everyone called it. Well done. That's the power of the Yankees.
Because the whole time, they kind of laughed at the Nets, sure. Got pissed off at Kyrie, said, not a chance. And then they realized, wait, Yankees opening day is coming up? Maybe we should reconsider.
Yeah. I don't care. It's still that this happened. Boston's a team to beat. Come on. Impervious to bad spots. Oh, not a good spot, huh? Oh, you're playing the Jazz? Okay, we'll beat you by 30. That's four games in a row they've dropped 124 points at least.
Now,
they killed the Jazz.
In the last week, they've beaten the Warriors, Nuggets, and Jazz by a combined 70 points.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the team to beat in the East.
Yep. Tournament Madness is in full swing at BetRivers, and you can receive a 50% profit boost if you complete three missions in the next two rounds. If you can bet on an underdog to win in the round of 16, win an in-game bet in the quarterfinals, and place a parlay of at least three legs, you'll score this huge boost. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for official rules and get your bet in at BetRivers before the next round ends. Up next, we'll hit the two early games in the Sweet 16. Chalk is 21-8 against the spread, featuring a team with this conference involved.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of the Madness. Their stacked starting lineup, the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos. They have good nuggets, too. And they also bring the Breakfast Legends, oven bacon, oven-baked sizzling bacon, fresh cracked eggs, the Breakfast Potatoes. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru. Pick up your Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of the Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
All right, so the Sweet 16 gets underway tonight. We'll talk about the games from a betting perspective here on VSiN with the two early games here. Number one, we get Arkansas versus Gonzaga, and now the Zags, Paulie, are laying 9.5 in this game. It's up to that big of a number now.
Yep.
Okay.
You think they bury him? I mean, this is it now. Come on, put up or shut up time. You got to get going after those two scares. They won by 20. But it was tied in the second half in the 116 game.
Okay, so let's consider this again, their competition so far. Remember what people said on Selection Sunday when Georgia State popped as a 16?
Yeah.
People laughed and said that's not a 16 seed. They're closer to a 14, definitely a 15, not a 16. So they were good. They had injuries at the beginning of the season, and the committee never took that into consideration. Still, Gonzaga was tied with them, you know, late, like 15 minutes to go in the game before they pulled away. In game two, can we say that they got the best 9 seed? Because Carolina played in the 8-9 game, but Carolina's an 8. I mean, Memphis as a 9, that talent and the way they played at the end of the year, there is a ton of NBA talent on that team. And Gonzaga, I mean, they were hit repeatedly with, like, you know, uppercuts in that first half. And then, you know, Timmy eviscerated him at halftime and came out and played like a complete stud. And they were fortunate to advance in that game. So now do they get a break here against an Arkansas team that, quite frankly, has not been playing well in the tournament? And they could have bowed out.
Yes.
New Mexico State played an awful game against them.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I do think that under other circumstances, maybe Vermont could have gotten them in the first round as well. But you're, again, paying a premium now with Gonzaga as the number's all the way. It's approaching 10. And in fact, I'm not going to be surprised if it hits 10 at some spots.
Well, they should blow them out. I mean, Timmy saved their bacon in the Memphis game. 21 second half points. And he also had 14 boards. And then, of course, the speech he gave at halftime. To your point yesterday, you have to be concerned with Arkansas that the SEC embarrassed themselves and that they sent six teams to the tournament. Five are out, and this is the first time they are playing a single-digit seed. It's embarrassing. They're shooting 27% from three in the tournament. They're not big. They beat New Mexico State by five, as you mentioned. The free throw disparity was 25-10. Okay? Yep. So you beat Vermont and you beat New Mexico State to get here. So, I mean, this should be, after Memphis put a scare in them and you're down double digits, I should get a big effort here out of Gonzaga.
Right.
The other thing that would concern me is the Chris Felica tweet that a one seed going back since 1985 has never won the tournament when they failed to cover in their first two games.
That goes back to 1985?
85, yes. The last team to do it was Arizona in 97, but they were a four seed. So that's bad news for Arizona and Gonzaga. There it is. There's the tweet. Never been a one seed, which failed to cover in either of its first two games and went on to win the title.
Oh, wow. And that Arizona team, Arizona team beat three number one seeds that year.
Yeah. It was Bibby
Miles
and Simon.
Oh, yeah. They were absolutely loaded.
Mm-hmm. But this, you'd think they could beat them up down low. They have been unbelievable in the second half of the two games. But I want to see, come on, get it going from the get-go here.
Yep. Okay, so if you're asking me right now this morning how I would bet it, and what this number was at 8 when it opened up, so you're not getting the best number, I get that. But if you told me, gun in my head, how I got to make one bet on this game, I would say Gonzaga minus the points. Even though the best number is long gone. It's because, again, my biggest fear is those SEC teams were so good at home.
Yeah.
And my biggest concern is, well, what about when they're taking on teams that are like, they're equal or maybe better on a neutral? How is that going to look? So far hasn't been good. And then Arkansas kind of needs to play Gonzaga's game.
Which is what?
Up and down the court.
Yeah, I would think. And Arkansas can't shoot.
And I don't think they can keep up with this team here.
Oh, 10 showing now. 32% from three on the season.
Yeah.
Yep. Gonzaga, number one in the nation, 88 points per game. Zags have on a bad run here. A 1-8 ATS run, too. But again, they were laying such a big number, even though it was tournament teams, St. Mary's, San Francisco, but they were laying big numbers.
Right.
And hell of a program, no doubt about it. Seven straight Sweet 16 appearances for Gonzaga. But again, here's the number. Second half, two games, 109 points combined for the Zags.
Well, they can do that.
That team that played the second half with tempo against Memphis, they play like that, no one's going to beat them.
Well, here's the thing.
But that's,
two things. I would agree. That Zags team loses to nobody. But also, Memphis probably beats any other team in the country that night, not named Gonzaga.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how good they were.
And that Houston team that shot like that in the first half against UAB, they'll probably win it all if they can. The way they play defense, they defend.
Yeah.
So.
So we'll go trends and props coming up here in the next 15 to 20 minutes or so. But I will give you this one on the game from Point Spread Weekly, vsin.com/subscribe to get it. Number one seeds are on an 11-1 straight up and 9-2-1 ATS stretch against four seeds. So you have this example tonight, and then you have Kansas taking on Providence on Friday night. And the other game.
How about the locale? Sorry, quickly. San Francisco.
Well, certainly. That's
that big.
And if you paid attention to the West Coast Conference, which, you know, you've seen this now for 20 years with the Zags coming to Las Vegas. Their fans show up in droves. But, I mean, that Orleans Arena holds like 7,000, maybe a little bit more standing room here in Las Vegas. Like 6,800 fans are always from this team. They travel like crazy. They're going to show up tonight. They're going to be super loud, and that's a cross-country flight for Arkansas and their fans.
Yeah.
So they are up against it. In the other early game, Michigan takes on Villanova, and Nova now down to basically six players.
Yep.
And I love Jay Wright. I would call him the best coach remaining here in the Sweet 16. Well, hell, he's arguably the best coach in the country. But they're laying five is pretty much a standard number here against Michigan, who, I mean, again, they kind of, this is, you know, anecdotal, but they fit it. A team that doesn't belong in the tournament, or it's debatable whether or not they belong, they catch fire, get red hot, and this kind of, you know, run continues.
I guess you can't say it's a coaching mismatch because you still have to worry about Martelli. And you have him on the bench to help out Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So great performance against Tennessee. But again, Jay Wright continues to do well in the tournament and win these games. Good defense. Number one free throw shooting team in the nation. I think there's an 11-2 trend here supporting Villanova. When Wright's in the tournament going against a dog that coming off a straight up win. I think Michigan's run ends here.
You know,
I have to trust Jay Wright here, and I'm surprised the number is so short.
Do you know how big that is? I mean, they're basically the best free throw shooting team in history. They're shooting like 83% from the line.
Sure.
That is, I mean, come on. Basically, when it matters most, you know, late second half, if they get in the bonus or they're trying to protect the lead, you need to foul. anybody on the team can go to the free throw line, and you can count on them for the most part. To pay off the tease here, going back, again, one more thing in Villanova's favor. Favorites are 21-8 ATS in the last 29 games with the Big East team in the Sweet 16. So take that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. It's everything you want. Great shooting the free throws. Good offense. Good defense. You give up 63 points per game.
Yeah. I think we're going to be butting heads on this game, though.
I don't think the depth will get to them. Well, I guess there's foul trouble. That's something I think they could catch up with them in the next game.
I'm a little worried about
the lack of depth. But
I'm a little worried about down low, what Michigan can do. Dickens is very good.
Yeah.
He's effective.
His prop is 18. It's gone out of the season average. Same thing. Gillespie, 16 with the prop. You want to lay alts. Michigan lane 3.5 is plus 310. And then the Nova team total is 70. Combined threes in the game, 14 with that prop, too. And
okay.
You got, 15.5. Looking at the wrong game. And then you got the first to 10, first to 15, and first to 20 prop.
Can I give you a prop that you can find globally? Limits are probably extremely tiny. What are they going to show first tonight during the game? A highlight from the 2018 National Championship or a highlight from the Fab Five season?
Mm.
The
title game
from 2018 is minus $3.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right.
There's no reason to show Fab Five tonight. Right.
Weber at the game. They finally kissed and made up.
Oh,
there.
He's going to go, huh?
Well, he was at the last one they showed him.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Well, they finally straightened that out. We went to a game. Certainly helps that his buddy's the coach.
I mean, give them credit because from the second half of their first game against Colorado State until right now, Michigan's been damn impressive. I mean, Tennessee was one of the hottest teams in the country, and Michigan kind of controlled them.
Yeah. Don't forget the Colorado State. They're down 15 in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, that
second half was great.
Great job. Great performance.
Yeah.
Right? I'm gonna trust Nova here, though, and Jay Wright.
You like Nova?
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you like the favorite here. I like the favorite in the Gonzaga game.
You think does it get out of control? The largest lead prop, which I bet under here, 16.5. You think they spank them?
Well, I will run this down for people coming up.
Man.
I found another prop globally speaking. The largest margin of victory in the Sweet 16 is 17.5. If you go back, and I did since like 2005, you get blowouts in this round almost every single year.
That's surprising.
And you get a team that touches 90 or 100 a lot in terms of how many points they score for a team total.
Well, lately you've had the 15 seeds and the 14 and the 13 seeds get in there. So a lot of times
you have
the couple games where there's big spreads.
Yep. And then we'll get into the two late games coming up next. I mean, you want to talk about just incredible matchups. Believe it or not, one conference is 8-26-1 against the spread in this spot since 2001. Find out which matchup coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
The two late games tonight are as good as I can remember in the Sweet 16 round. Texas Tech and Duke, and in terms of betting this game, Paulie, I'm going to bow out because I have both teams on a future, and it just that's the way it goes when you bet the stuff before the tournament is announced. I have Texas Tech to make the Final Four at 6-1, and I have Duke on several futures. I'm not going to bet the game, sit back and enjoy it, unless you know something happens in play where our team gets out to a 13-point lead right away. I'll probably come back with the other team. If I had to bet this one pregame, though, I would take Duke. I'm surprised that they're the dog here.
Yep. And tinfoil hat guy checking in that they don't want to see this come to an end. And maybe they get every call or a lot of the calls go Duke's way. And what do they get offensively? 80 points per game. And can Texas Tech hold them in check with their great defense? And they certainly did an excellent job on Notre Dame. Notre Dame shot 32% in that last game. But it's been a problem out here on the West Coast. Coach K, 0-5 all-time in tournament games in the West Coast, 0-3 in the state of California. And Texas Tech, what a program. 11-3 tournament record the last four tournaments. But as our guest said 2 weeks, was it last 2 weeks ago, watch how they officiate these games with the Big 12 teams.
Sure.
You saw what happened at Texas. We replayed it yesterday about, and he did a lot of games. I'm blanking on his names. But
Chris Patola.
Thank you.
Right.
That they let him play football for much of the year.
He called it WrestleMania.
Right. So how do they officiate this game tonight? And that's to your point where in play is going to be huge. Is it the ticky-tack stuff? Is Duke in the bonus early? Usually happens on a regular basis if you're familiar with Duke. But with that angle, the NBA players, Duke struggles defensively, but can Texas Tech take advantage? I think Duke wins.
Okay, so remember, to add on to what you just said, we broke that down in terms of free throw percentage rate. On all these teams in the tournament, and specifically the Big 12 teams, Duke is the second least fouling team on defense in the entire country. So they do not send teams to the free throw line. Now, again, say what you want with a tinfoil hat. It's Coach K's last year. They're not going to call a lot of fouls on Duke as a defensive team, whatever. But Texas Tech, they do a pretty good job, too, of limiting the fouls. So we'll see how that goes tonight. And I think that this is a spot. Yeah, betting this thing pregame, no thank you. I would piggyback what Matt Eumanns has been saying all week long, our buddy here on the network, that, look, it's a one-point game going into it. Texas Tech favored by one. You're going to be able to find a better number on either side in play, probably right out of the gates.
I don't know. Maybe Tech has the win and it's comfortable because there's not a lot to like with Duke down the stretch here. Obliterated at home by North Carolina. A 15-point favorite against Syracuse with no Boeheim, almost lost the game. Nip and tuck against Miami. Run out by Va Tech. And Cal State Fullerton, okay. They were trailing with 2 minutes left against Michigan State.
Sure.
Somehow they won and covered.
Now, a lot of people have made the point, if that Duke shows up the last 2 minutes, they're going to be unbeatable.
Well,
I would also say there's a full season to go on. Like, that two-minute stretch is a very small sample size, and their back was against the wall.
I'd play that all day. Right. How about the Tennessee team that shot against Longwood?
Mm-hmm.
How about the Texas Tech team that ran out Montana State?
Right,
so you don't know what you're going to get here, and these kids have failed to put together 40 minutes.
And here's one more trend in points, Point Spread Weekly, beeson.com/subscribe. ACC number 2 seeds are 8-26-1 ATS in the Sweet 16 since 2001. When ACC teams are 2 seeds, 8-26-1 ATS. That is nuts. Who's the better coach in this game?
Adams is, that's an intriguing.
Adams is awesome.
Strange path, yeah.
Right. Very, very much so.
Right.
But you could also see.
He's a good coach.
You could also see like the relief. And we, on Coach K, we played that audio again like earlier in the week. He had this very rare smile and almost a chuckle when he was talking to the press after they hung on to beat Michigan State. He was so like he was exhaling and smiling and jovial the entire time. Like that doesn't happen. Like, whew, man, we got out of the first weekend. Thank God. I don't want to go out that way.
Well, I just think I think it's meant to be. I think it's meant to be. Gonzaga and Duke for all the marbles on Saturday for the right to go.
What a region.
Yes.
Shame on the committee again.
I know. You nailed it. I know. What Kansas has to go through. That's right.
Yep.
And the other one here could be wrong, but these are tough games today. But I think it's put up or shut up time for Arizona as well. Okay. Now, I don't know if they can deal with Houston's physicality, but you also can't have the scoring droughts. But this just feels like this is Arizona's big moment. 33-3, couple scares. Now, the one thing is you go against two top 16 defenses against Tennessee and UCLA and you lose. Also, the same thing with TCU. And you almost lost that game. You had to survive in overtime. And Houston has a top 10 defense. But I don't think Houston will be able to get those easy putbacks and get all these offensive rebounds. Arizona also has to take care of the ball, not with the silly turnovers. And again, with the scoring droughts, he had a 4-minute drought against Wright State and the drought against TCU as well. But I think we're getting carried away here with Houston. I mean, they're a good team, great program, and an excellent coach with Sampson.
Well, hold on. But they've been rated that high, well, according to everybody all year long.
But I have 33-3 here, one seed, good resume, NBA players, all I have to do is win the game. And Houston didn't have a marquee win in the non-conference. So, yes, you beat UAB. You also were fantastic shooting the ball in the first half. That won't happen again. And the star player for UAB was one of 10. Walker was one of 10 from three. And then, okay, Underwood's never made it to the Sweet 16.
Right.
And they take out Illinois. Good performance. But, you know, I can make a case here for Arizona.
I think that problem that you mentioned from the TCU game is it's easy to say that that's correctable. They got manhandled on the offensive glass by TCU.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're taking on Houston, who will beat you to death down low.
Yep.
I don't know if that just corrects itself in one game or not. We'll talk to Tom Crean coming up in about 20. Like, how do you correct that from one game to the next? When you go from TCU to Houston, who is just, they're bullies. But you're right, Arizona, they have a ton of NBA talent. For example, Benedict Mathurin's point total tonight is 19. 19 against this defense. I would lean under there for that. Coloco's point total is 13.5. And then the combined three-pointers made prop is 15.5.
Yes.
Under is plus money.
Yes.
Are they going to combine to make 16 threes?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Houston's team total, 72. I mean, what kind of tempo are we going to get tonight? What's that going to look like?
Well, yeah. I mean, overall, the total is 145.5. Boy, oh boy. That's a big number, but that's the way Arizona plays.
And Houston to win by Houston laying 4.5 with the alt spread is 2-1. Want to do that too.
American Athletic underdogs are 11-3 to the under in their last 14 games in the Sweet 16. Pac-12 teams, 13-22-1 ATS in the Sweet 16 since 2001. Although last year, the Pac-12 was very good. I can recall a year ago where the talking point was and the narrative was the Pac-12 has struggled mightily in spots like this. Well, and then what, USC and UCLA? Very good.
Well, you got to have an Arizona win tonight or you're not going to cash that prop. UCLA's going to have to go to the Final Four then to go over the total.
For the Pac-12?
The conference win total prop. You need two more to get that over.
Now, I did see a good tweet from Brad Powers. Professional sports better comes on this show quite a bit. He pointed out that the games tonight, the average KenPom rating is like 9.
Yeah.
The teams are so good tonight. Tomorrow night, the average KenPom is like 33.
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen when you get a St. Peter's involved.
Well, there's a 15, there's a 10, there's an 11. You know what everyone thinks of Providence?
Yep.
And that's how, the games tonight are unbelievable.
Okay, so we joke around about how you're Mr. No Fun. You want to bet the buzzer beaters or overtimes. Can I say this without people throwing stuff at me? One time, I would love to see a tournament where we avoid a lot of upsets in the first round and the second round, and we just get the big boys meeting here in the Sweet 16, and you have like ones and twos and threes, four, five, whatever, the top six seeds make it from every single region. Like tomorrow night.
Used to happen.
Great story from St. Peter's. Yeah, it did a long time ago.
But it's not going to happen anymore. That,
but St. Peter's is the reason why this tournament has turned into what it is now for the last 30-plus years. But if we had Kentucky-Purdue tomorrow night, you're telling me that that wouldn't be the nuts? You're not going to make plans to watch that game?
Yeah, they did it to themselves. I like these stories. These are great. I like
I'm just saying,
stories,
I'm asking for like, it once is all I'm doing.
Well, in all four regions?
Oh, it'd be
yeah,
so good.
That's,
we would pay the price in the opening weekend, but this weekend would be... Hey, you're Mr. No Buzzer Beater, so piss off.
Well, it depends on what you're going to get, though, too. But this is also not going to happen anymore because of the transfer
portal. No, it's a lost cause.
Every game's okay. All right.
It's a total pipe dream, what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
I realize that.
I don't know. I didn't think that Kentucky team was that great.
Oh, they were awesome.
I didn't think... Okay.
Well, they had a bad night. They had a terrible night. Yeah. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. They also have a lousy head coach.
Yep.
Up next, we will run down a lot of the props. Did some deep digging on this stuff. Man, it goes over a lot. Details coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.